SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy night as we've got everyone in action in Major League Baseball. We love Tuesdays. It's a Tater Tuesday. It'd be nice if we actually got some taters. Getting a little frustrated with that. It's been cold here. Catching some cold cards the last couple days. That's all right. We'll get things rocking again. Hopefully tonight we can start to crack the egg a little bit on some of these guys. So we have all the baseball. We have lots of football to discuss, of course. Final week of the preseason in the NFL, thank God. College football starts on Saturday. We already had our first zany travel situation of the college football season that we'll get into, which involves that Hawaii game late, the bailout blowout special on Saturday night. Hawaii late, 38.5. Look out. So we have that. We got to get into the golf, which, of course, starts Thursday in Colorado. The BMW Championship, second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs, top 50 are teeing it off there. So we'll get into all of that and more. Mike Carver with you. Sans Joe. Joe out on assignment tonight. So out in the mix. Solo mission. Not really solo mission because Hit Burbell is in the mix as well. And he is hanging with all the things that he has going on too. I think we should pick Joe's new college football music tonight without him and just force him to use whatever we come up with. So maybe we'll get that going along the line, too. Matias, how are you, Matias? You okay?
I'm doing great. Good. I've jumped on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series today, you know, going through the summer. We got some fights going on right now on ESPN+. Plus.
You're in
you
on
know
the fight. Like these are live right fights? These are live fights going on?
Live fights, baby. Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Guys who are looking for a contract into the UFC. And there's always some pretty badass fights, you know, on these Tuesday nights, man. I enjoy them thoroughly. I've been a Tuesday Night Contender fan since it began. You know, that's how we got Sugar Sean O'Malley. You know, the Sugar Show came from the Contender Series. So I'm always looking for some new blood, Carver.
Man, I mean, give another guy a contract. They got about 1,500 fighters under contract with all the all the cards that they have. Jeez, they need.
You know what?
They need more fighters. They don't have enough fighters already. They need more.
A lot of them get cut, Carver. A lot of these guys get cut. You don't even notice because you know guys get cut almost every month now. It just seems like it happens, man. You lose a couple fights in a row, and you're out.
And
you know
they chop
like
you.
Like Dana White says, it's not a career; it's an opportunity. You know, it's
chop
hard to become an MMA.
Yeah, get him out.
Exactly. On to Brave FC, you know, on to Bellator, on to PFL.
Right.
On to,
right,
you know,
right.
Fight League, whatever you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll let you give me a little heads up on the card they got coming up this week later on when we get some time. The other thing, remind me later, I got to ask you about is this, and I don't want to do it now. It's too early in the show for tennis, but I want to know why they let this Sinner off without a suspension and everyone else gets suspended. So since Matias has the... He's kind of cornered the market on some of the obscure sports around here on Carver and Lisi. We'll get his thoughts on that, and he can explain that to me a little bit better. We do have baseball going on right now. It is a Tater Tuesday on CNL. Diamondbacks up 3-1 on the Marlins in the bottom of the sixth inning in Miami. Not a lot going on there. I did Gurriel just homered for Arizona to extend that lead out to 3-1. Carroll had a homer in that game as well for the Snakes. The Rockies are up 2-0 on the Nationals. And get ready because you're going to get the story tomorrow, I'm sure, I thought this was going to be a gas can night in D.C., obviously. So you had Hurs going for the Nationals. He stinks. You had Gomber going for the Rockies. He stinks. I figured this was the absolute, no doubt about it, gas can game of the night. It's 2-0 in the top of the sixth. And Joe will probably complain tomorrow when he's back because he texted me, I guess it was while I was doing Coast to Coast, so it was probably around 4:30. He's saying, what totals you like tonight? Now, that's always the kiss of death. Maybe he was asking me and he didn't play it because I feel like the last four times he's done this, he ended up coming back the next day crying and complaining to me. But either way, I told him, Rockies Nats, gas can game. Get it out. Light it up. And it's 2-0 in the sixth. The game's a dead under. So get ready for Joe to bellyache tomorrow when he returns. Elsewhere, 2-2 Yankees and Guardians in the Bronx. We've had the Yankees had back-to-back homers by Soto and Judge in the first inning off of Boyd. The Guardians has scratched a couple back. So 2-2, bottom three. Boyd still on the mound facing Stanton here. We've got 6-1 Blue Jays over the Reds, as I've seen homers from Springer, from Horowitz, from Alejandro Kirk. So they've been getting a bunch of long balls there against Spires tonight. And Berrios has pitched pretty well so far. So 6-1 Jays, they're in the bottom of the fourth in Toronto. Orioles have a 3-1 lead on the Mets, bottom of the third at Citi Field. Anthony Santander started that game off with a two-run homer. The Mets have second and third, two out with Nimmo up against the Dean. Dean Kramer, we'll see if he can break through and tie this game up for the Mets. Scoreless in Atlanta between the Phillies and the Braves. Bottom of the third there. Big series. Now, look, Phillies got a seven-game lead on the Braves in the NL East. You know, they got a chance here in the, you know, mid to late August to kind of, you know, you want to say shut the door, but put them way in the distance if they were ever able to, let's say, sweep in Atlanta over the next 3 days. Especially Atlanta, you know, just one injury after another for them as they got hit with Riley again. And it's just been one on top of the next on top of the next. I mean, they got to take Gio Urshela off the scrap heap. If you're picking up somebody that the Tigers dropped, you know that you're in a world of hurt for players. Brewers just took a 1-0 lead over the Cardinals. The Brewers, of course, have the biggest lead of anyone in any division in Major League Baseball right now, and the Cardinals are their closest suitor, and they're already up 1-0, top of the second in St. Louis. Top of the first in Texas, Pirates and the Rangers. Bradford going against Mitch Keller tonight, who's hopefully going to pitch better than he did last time out. He was awful against the Padres. That is scoreless. Top one. Reynolds is up. And the Tigers and the Cubbies have started at Wrigley. Assad's going for the Cubs. The Tigers are going to start, who is it, Fado? But he's like an opener, and then they bring him up. The Tigers are tough with the starters. If it's not Skubal, you don't really have any idea what they're doing on a nightly basis. And the Red Sox and Astros are starting right now. The Angels and the Royals are starting right now. Late night, left coast, Rays, A's, Twins, Padres, White Sox, Giants, Mariners, Dodgers. So a full slate on a Tuesday for us here on CNL. We'll go into those games a little bit more later on. I got lots of taters tonight. It is a Tater Tuesday. The ones that are already started, we need Olsen in Atlanta. We need Naylor for Cleveland tonight, who's been a Tuesday legend. We have Yordan Alvarez in the Astro game, which just started. We, of course, have Salvi in the Royal game that just started. We have got Late Night with Cal Raleigh. So we've got lots of taters. Hoskins, which just started as well. So let's get some taters tonight here, and we got a lot of other things to do as well. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver Sands, Lisi. Joe out on assignment. Only a one-day assignment. Quick hitter for Joe. I'm not sure if he's... he may have gone to scout a couple teams in the Big 12 for Joey McGuire. He might have went and done that. I'm not 100% sure. It's possible Joey hit him up on a DM and said, Joe, I need you to, can you fly down to Stillwater or can you head to, it would actually probably be some of the newer teams, right? I need you in Tucson. Can you hit Boulder? Can you find, can, take a look at some of these new teams in the Big 12 for me, Joe? Because, you know, Joe, he watches a lot of film. And I'm sure he's tight with Joey now, so hopefully that's where he is. He's out on assignment tonight doing some work for Joey McGuire as we move our Joe will be back tomorrow with that. All right, a couple of dingers just came through. Of course, nothing that we need. C.J. Abrams homers for the Nationals. So maybe that game can open up a little bit. 3-1 Rockies lead. Gomber's still in there. And he gave up the homer to Abrams. Tristan Casas just homered for the Red Sox, who have jumped out to an immediate 3-0 lead on the Astros. So how about that? Blanco getting smashed here in the early going of this game. James McCann just hit a 2-run homer for the Orioles, who now take a 6-1 lead over the Mets. So Quintana getting beat up. But here's the problem. Like I said, I went back to the bell cows tonight. And, you know, these aren't bell cows. McCann, Rocchio hit one from Cleveland. Gurriel I like, but he was, you know, Horowitz, Kirk. You know, we got to get some of the, we got some of the big dogs eat here. You know, we got to get something cooking. And now bad news for the Yankees, too, here in the top of the fourth, as Louis Hill's leaving the game with an apparent injury. So Louis Hill, who's been one of the Yankees, of course, I guess you want to say most consistent starters this season, is now going to be out of there. So that's not a good scene. And that's with a 3-2 lead, a man on second, nobody out, and Jose Ramirez and Josh Naylor coming up. So if Naylor would like to pick up that homer for us, now wouldn't be that bad of a time if he would so choose. And then the other games are all underway. We have late night. The Rays in Oakland, which will be Boz against Estes, Minus 120 for the Rays, plus 102 for the Athletics, and a 7.5. I think there was probably anywhere from 8 to 12 people at that game last night. And I know it's a very, you know, it's about as easy as it gets. You know, you talk about whacking the pinata, talking about the crowds at the A games. But I saw a few people put, you know, kind of put some pictures out of the Oakland Coliseum last night. God, what a disgrace. Yeah, eight to Pharrell said to me, how many concessions did they got open? Yeah, you know, it's probably not too many. That's the other hard part of it. But Rays in the A's, plenty of seats available tonight for that one. The Twins and the Padres are at Petco. Bailey Ober and Martin Perez, minus 116 for the Twins, minus 102 for San Diego. 7.5 the total. Of course, they just got over it last night. You had that big bases clearing double from Jackson Merrill, who needs to slow down a bit. You got to remember, Jackson, we need Skeens to win the NL Rookie of the Year. So just hold up a little bit there, Jackson. We don't need you to go too nuts. Where? How much has he closed the gap in that, by the way? There you go. Let's take a look real fast. Awards, NL. Yeah, it's close now. Skeens minus 135, Merrill plus 105. That's a bad scene. For us, because when the guy who plays every day is playing as well as Merrill is, it's going to trump the guy that you only see every 5 days. That's just kind of how it goes with these things. And they've already said they're not going to really let Skeens. They're going to let keep pitching Skeens, but they're not going to let him go 7-8-plus innings anymore. You know, he's going to be like 5 innings and out. Like, that's like going to be the trade-off. We're going to keep pitching him, but, you know, he ain't going to pitch more than X amount of pitches or X amount of innings every single time out. So will that be enough to get us home with Skeens for that ticket? I'm not so sure. Especially if Merrill continues to play as well as he has. And he has been excellent for San Diego. No question about that. The wind is blowing in at Wrigley tonight. That's why all the home run numbers for the Cubs and the Tigers were absolutely jacked up. I mean, there were some big ones out there. I mean, they had Bellinger at like at plus 900. They had Michael Busch at plus 1,000. You know, they had some really big numbers, and they just showed the flags. I mean, it is blowing straight in from center field. So it's going to be tough to poke one out of Wrigley tonight between the Tigers and the Cubbies. You need yourself a really good shot. So I kind of like that over again with the Padres and the Twins tonight with Ober and Perez. White Sox and Giants again at Oracle in San Francisco. Robbie Ray against Martin. Minus 255 for the Giants. No thanks. But the over 7.5, which they did get last night, and I think they could get that again. Mariners and the Dodgers then late night after we're out of here, which is Miller, who's been outstanding for Seattle, against Walker Buehler, who's been awful for the Dodgers. This is his second start back since coming off the IL. He's been torched this year. He's allowed 11 homers in 40 innings. That's bad. But their favorite tonight, number's 8.5. We'll go after Buehler until he proves us otherwise. We're going to have to keep going after him and see if we can get ourselves some long balls off of him. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're rocking with you on a Tuesday night on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out on assignment. So the Red Sox scored 3 in the top of the first. And now in the bottom of the first, the Red Sox look like they're going to try to just give it all back. Altuve got on, stole second, stole third. And then Yordan Alvarez walks. So Diaz, who hit the walk-off homer for them last night, now comes up with runners on the corners and nobody out. Pivetta stinks, as you know. We always go after him. And we'll see if he gives up some dingers. I actually played the kid small in the Astro lineup as well tonight because I've been waiting. He hit a ton of homers in the minors, and he hasn't hit one yet. And Pivetta seems like the perfect guy for maybe to get your first one off of, which I'm talking about. 1 second. Whitcomb. Kid Shea Whitcomb. So I did play him for the long ball. 2 on the Houston side. Small play. Happy meal play, as we like to say. What is this that you tweeted at me, Matias? Who's Pat? Is this in this fight that you're watching? This contender series? What is this?
Yeah, that's a main event in the contender series coming up here in about 25 minutes. That is a pick. Pat Pitlick via TKO, KO, or disqualification for the other guy at plus 350. I was still going to win at plus 200 just in case he doesn't. But it's going to be a fun fight. It'll be a little bit of a brawl, too. That's why I think it should be more of a pick-up. I don't know why the price is so inflated. So you got to take the value there. Let's go. And I'm also taking the under 1.5.
Wow. How about that? Under 1.5 rounds, huh? So you're saying this is going to be a throwdown. You're saying this is going to be...
Yeah, I think it's going to be a throwdown. One of the guys is 35. The other one's 31. Both guys are looking for a contract. They're not trying to be in there for a long time. You know what I mean? At that age, you want to get in the UFC. And in order to get in the UFC, no doubt about it type of way, you know what? You got to throw down and get a knockout in the first round. And I think that's what these guys are going to do.
You got to throw bombs. It's the only way you're getting in the mix. You got to throw bombs.
Yeah, and that's both these guys' style. That's why it's a fun fight to watch. That's why it's the main event. Everybody's talking about it. And I'm not the only person thinking that Pat Pitlick at plus 200 is the right way because lots of people are thinking that this is more like a ballroom brawl, so no guy should be, you know, at minus 250. So we're rolling with the dog here, baby. Let's go.
Wow, how about that? And where are they this week? Now, isn't the contender series, is that the thing where, is that the one with the coaches where they fight at the end? Or is that
No, that's the Ultimate Fighter. That's a reality TV show.
That's something else.
Yeah, that's something else.
This is just, we're just going to put a couple of hungry fighters in and watch them kill each other. That's pretty much
exactly. And it's at the Apex Center. That's what, you know, they didn't just tear down the Apex Center.
Well, I mean, I'm nothing against this fight, Matias, but who's paying to watch Pat Pitlick or whatever it is against Andreas Gustafsson?
It's not pay-per-view. As long as you got ESPN Plus, you can go watch it. The card's actually almost over. They always start at 4 p.m. on Tuesdays for the summer. It's like a summer treat for people that love MMA. You could go catch some great fights.
Man, how generous of them to not have their main fight on at, you know, 12:45 in the morning east. That's very generous of them to actually put one on before 9:00 east. That's nice. Very nice of them. What about this Cannoneer? This Cannoneer's fighting on Saturday night?
You know, yeah, Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla, good fighter. But, you know, I feel like he's past his prime. And I hate to say that because, man, Jared's been treating me specifically so well for so long. He's been all reliable. But I feel like in his last fight, we kind of saw the age show up a little bit. So I just don't see him being successful like he used to be, you know, come, you know, weekend, you know, whenever he fights. And the thing is, he's also fighting Chael Barraglio. And I've been on this kid from the Contender Series because I saw him get his contract in the Contender Series. And we've seen him dominate the whole way through. And he's fought, you know, some pretty big names. Also well-rounded. It's not like this guy just has a stand-up game. He has a great ground game. He's been improving with his hands. And I think he's on the rise. So watch out for Chael Barraglio, you know, to possibly be a title contender in the middleweight division if he gets by Jared Cannonier.
Wow. How about that? There you go. You got the Cannoneer breakdown for Saturday night, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. It is just raining homers in Toronto. Everybody but Big Bad Vlad has basically gotten in on the act here. So since the Horowitz homer, they've gotten another two-run homer from Leo Jimenez. A second homer from George Springer. I mean, can we let someone else eat? I mean, geez. Give someone else a chance. Also, while we were away, Singleton hit a two-run homer for the Astros. So the Sox get an early 3-0 lead, and Pivetta gives it right back, 3-3, as they go to the second. Nice job by him. That's why he's Nick Pivetta. That's why we like going after him. Thought about Singleton, too. A lot of guys I thought about, but I wanted to... You know, it's just the way it goes. Home runs are so up and down. It's a roller coaster ride. You know, we have ourselves a really good couple, you know, good week and a half. Things are hitting, and then you can... You know, it ain't easy. You could go a couple days where it's... All right, anyone ever going to hit one again? When you get nights like, you know, last night or tonight, where it's just you look at some of the names and you're going, geez, who the hell bet Leo Jimenez to hit a homer tonight? Is anyone really on, you know, Alejandro Kirk? You know, it's not easy some nights. But you got to stick with it. Stick with it, and eventually, you know, you go down a little bit and you take it easy for a bit, and then then when it gets hot, you ramp it back up. That's how I usually do it with the homers. There, the Reds finally get out of that as Big Bad Vlad actually made the last out. So they go to the sixth inning in Toronto, 10-1 Blue Jays. The Mets have left Quintana in there. He's given up six runs. Santander's up again. Top five, 6-1 Orioles with one out. 1-1 Phillies and the Braves. That's going to the fifth in Atlanta. Scoreless top three, Pirates, Rangers. They've breezed through two innings there. The Tigers have gotten one off of Assad. They go to the bottom of the second, 1-0. And scoreless Angels and Royals, as nothing's been happening there so far between those two. Scoreless in that. So you got Tyler Anderson going tonight, and we're hoping that we can get Salvi on the board against him. So plenty of baseball. We are also, we'll probably do obviously a lot more of the golf tomorrow, but since Joe's not here tonight, I can at least dip my toe in the water with the golf tonight. And I'm going to get into a lot of football later. Really, I'll do like the whole second hour on football just so that we can tell Joe that and he can get upset. Oh, you did the whole thing on football. Oh, big football show. Big football show. As we're a few days away from the start of the season. BMW is in Colorado this week, which is where they are going to be. Now, the BMW's kind of shifted around the last couple of years. The second leg of the FedEx Cup playoff. Castle Rock, Colorado. Just a little north of Denver. Is where they're going to be. So it hasn't been a PGA Tour event here in over 10 years, I believe I read. So the history here, there's not much of it. Now, Victor Hovland won the BMW last year. That, of course, was in Maryland, I believe, or somewhere, wherever that was. And Cantlay won it the 2 years before that. So, you know, you get to the point now where there's only 30 guys in this. Excuse me, 50. 30 next week at Eastlake. You really got to look and see where's everybody at. Who needs it more than anyone else? Who's fighting to stay on the right side of the 50? And that's why you have to start to look. When you head down the list, right on that 50 number, and of course they didn't update this from last week, which is just a miserable job by them. And I'm going to go and find the updated standings, FedEx Cup standings for us. There you go. Nice job, guys. You're working on it. Keegan Bradley's at 50, Cam Davis at 49, Nicky Dunlap at 48, Gracerman at 47, Eric Cole at 46. You know, all these guys that are between 30 and 50, Fleetwood's 31, Willie Z's 37, and he played okay last week. You know, I'm not sure there's too many other guys that I really want to get involved with here with this short of a field. You know, Kirk gave us a huge win for first-round leader last week. Don't know if I like him at this place. Connors is at 33. Cam Young's at 39. You know, this is these guys who want to make get to Eastlake. Max Homa's at 43. Man, Max Homa's been awful. You look at what he's done. I mean, this is what happened to Max Homa. Used to love betting this guy. And it has just been awful. 70, 43rd, 70, 61, cut, 22, cut, 35, 55. Ever since he finished tied for third at the Masters, because he was having a good year up until then, he has been awful. Man. And then there's a couple guys that are in Eastlake now and want to stay there. Denny McCarthy, Brian Harmon, Tom Hoagie, Taylor Pendrith, Davis Thompson. Those guys are between 26 and 30. That's who the Fleetwoods and the Connors and the Fitzpatricks and the Cam Youngs have to try to catch down, chase down this week in that. Scheffler's plus 330, Xander's plus 550. They gave you a break on Rory this week because he was so pathetic last week. He was 8 last week. Now he's 12 with less golfers in the field. That shows you what they think of him. Morikawa down to 16. Hovland, who was around 30 last week, bumps up to 18 after almost winning. Cantlay down to 18. Matsuyama's at 18. I want no part of Matsuyama this week. I just got a feeling off a win. He knows he's secure, especially where, you know, he's going to be in the top five-ish right there going into Eastlake after that win last week. I don't think you're going to – there's going to be much – stress on Hideki Matsuyama this week. I don't think he's really too concerned about how he plays. Aubert's 22-1. Tommy Fleetwood 25. Wyndham Clark is interesting this week. Didn't play bad on the weekend at the St. Jude. He's 28-1. Kind of got the home field advantage being a Colorado guy. I wouldn't mind having some shares of Wyndham Clark this week. You'll probably hear me talk about him on Golf Wednesday tomorrow on C2C. Finau 33, Billy Horschel 40, Justin Thomas 40, Tagalis 50. So, look, I think that go look at the past winners of these second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs, the BMW, no matter where they have it. It's usually it's a heavy hitter name. I don't think this is a week for deep shots. You know, it really isn't. Especially when you go back and look. Like I said, Victor last year. Victor, Cantlay, Rahm, Justin Thomas. Last 5 years at the BMW, second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. You don't see many Tom Hoagies and Denny McCarthy's and Austin Eckroats and Thomas Dietrich's in that list. So this is a heavy hitter event. This is a big boy event. This is the cash your ticket to East Lake, which is where all the real big money is. So I'm staying away really from the outside shot guys. I like the way Willie Z and Nicky Dunlap played last week. I think they'll probably be in the mix. If I take one longer shot, it'll be those guys, but it's big dog week at the BMW. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver, Sands, Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. He's scouting Oklahoma State for Joey McGuire tonight. That's where Joe is. Quick trip. Joey flew him on the private plane, the whole deal. Got him down there. Nice job by Joe. 3-1, Arizona leads Miami, bottom of the eighth in South Beach. Not much has been happening there. That has been as quiet as it gets with that matchup. Rockies and Nats, same thing. 3-1, bottom eight, dead under. In what we thought might be a gas can night there. And that is just not the case whatsoever. 3-3 Yankees and Guardians as they are going to the sixth at the stadium. 10-2 Jays lead the Reds, bottom six in Toronto. And end of five just now at Citi Field. 7-1 Orioles lead the Mets, as they have gotten themselves a very good outing from the Dean Kramer, tonight. In St. Louis, this Eric Fetty, he is just rolling along. Now, he's losing 1-0, but he has had just three or four super easy innings since the first. They're in the top of the fifth already. Hoskins is up. Can Hoskins put one in the seats here? Give us a little spark. Get us going here tonight. I mean, come on, Reese. Let's make something happen. Give everyone a chance. 1-1, Phillies and Braves, bottom five in Atlanta. Man on second for Harris here after a double by Whit Merrifield, who's suddenly getting tons of hits for the Atlanta Braves. 1-0, Tigers lead the Cubs in that game. Still 3-3, bottom two in Houston, Red Sox and the Astros. And bottom three in Kansas City, Angels and the Royals, as nothing's happening in that. You've got the four games that are going to start later as well for us there. All right, a few things for us in terms of we've got lots of football to do, so I'm going to do what I usually do, which is kind of just dip in and out of it as I go. I saw Aaron Rodgers today. And look at you. One of the reasons why Aaron Rodgers gets as much juice as he does. Nice job by Hoskins grounding out to third. So much for the spark that we were looking for. Rodgers gets so much juice. Everybody plays all the clips. The clips get thrown all over the place. He called the Jets training camp one of the most taxing in many years. Expect a tough training camp, he was told. And Rodgers says, I would say the camp is much harder this year, maybe the hardest in the last 7 or 8 years of my career. Well, I'm glad he says that, and the headline kind of makes it feel like ever. But Salah running a tough training camp. It's about time he did something tough. I don't know what that's going to translate to in the regular season. How tough could it be? I mean, they really don't allow them to do anything anymore at training camp. So if he feels it's that tough, that doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, they're basically only allowed to go out and hit each other for 45 minutes, 60 minutes, and they got to get them in. No more two-a-days, no more nothing. Jets closed the preseason Saturday night against the Giants in the, of course, always fun Snoopy Bowl at MetLife Stadium, as I once dubbed it long ago, at MetLife Snoopy Bowl between the Giants and the Jets. They still haven't decided if Rodgers is going to play. Yeah, Rodgers isn't going to play. I don't know why he's doing that dance, Salah, with that too. Salah always makes you scratch your head with some of the stuff that he does. It says here, Salah under pressure to win after an 18-33 record. God, I can't believe he's made it this far with being 18-33. They still run him out there every week, and he's 18-33. Rodgers says, despite the hard camp, he feels good about where his body is. I just still find it extremely hard to believe that Aaron Rodgers, after a whole year of not playing, he didn't look that good to begin with the years before that in Green Bay. He's 40 years old. He's going to be 41 in December. I find it very hard to believe that, you know, he's going to win 12, 13 games with the Jets this year. The Jets, by the way, who never win anything. He's going to win 12, 13 games with them and bring them to the promised land. He had a very tough finish to his Green Bay career, losing that playoff game at home to the Niners. Lost a couple playoff games. I remember Brady went in there and beat him. Niners went in there and beat him in that awful weather Saturday night game. You've had quite a few. Did the kid just hit one for Houston? Please don't tell me that's a double. Or did that get caught in the wall? Oh, jeez. Was that the kid, Matias? Who hit the kid hit one into the wall. Come on.
Who hit it into the wall?
The kid on Houston.
I was ready to ring the bell.
Can't ring the bell. He crushed it. But unfortunately, I guess it... Let me see this thing. They got like that like weird fence out there at Minute Maid Park. I guess it's technically not a homer. It got stuck in the fence, and it's a double. Whitcomb, Shea Whitcomb, that kid. And the ball gets stuck in there. Meanwhile, Naylor just got out against it. Lighter. I mean, come on, Naylor. You can't hit a homer off a lighter. Jeez. All right. Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're rocking with you on a Tuesday night of the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. Carver Sands, Lacey, Joe out on assignment. Top nine in Miami. They're getting close to the end there as two outs, and then we'll see if Arizona can shut the door in the bottom half. 3-3 Yankees and Guardians. Guardians just had a man on third but could not cash in, so they go to the bottom of the sixth there in the Bronx. The Angels have gotten on the board against the Royals. 1-0 there now. You're on a 4-3 Astros lead the Red Sox now. As Yordan Alvarez, actually, they're going now to the top of the third. Yordan Alvarez just made the last out. We're looking for him to hit a homer, not make the last out. 1-0 Tigers Cubs bottom three in Chicago. 3-0 Pirates. Wow. Bucco's getting a couple runs. Brewers lead the Cardinals 2-0 now. So Fetty was pitching well, but unfortunately he's made a couple of mistakes there, and now the Brew Crew has themselves a lead in that one. That's pretty much it, unless you're involved with the contender series. Like, did the guy win, Matthias? The guy you played? You said he was coming up.
I need you to root it in for me, Carver. We're about to rock and roll. Pat Pitlick is making the walk into the octagon as we speak. Let's go, ESPN Plus. I'm starting to get nervous, baby. Let's go.
Starting to get nervous. You should be. That's your guy. You're in good shape. You're ready to go.
You know, I always get these butterflies when I have money on the dogs prior to a fight. He needs to outlast the first minute of this fight because the guy's going to come out storming. So as long as he contains himself in the first couple minutes, you know, we're in business, baby.
He's going to come
out
storming.
We got to get through the storm, Carver. We got to weather the storm, man.
He's going to come out storming. You got to be careful.
I don't want to be like George Clooney on The Perfect Storm when the boat gets flipped over. You know what I mean? We got to roll through this thing. We got to, you know, full steam ahead, baby. Come on.
That's precisely what you have to do. There is WNBA action tonight, if you're so inclined. Sun lead the Sparks 62-59 late in the fourth. 75-72 Storm lead the Mystics in the fourth, and also in the fourth, 90-71. Why are all three games at the same time? I couldn't tell you that. I don't know why you wouldn't spread them out. You know, maybe have yourself a double header, do something like that. Nah, I got all three at the same time. So, hey, here's what it is. What can you do for the WNBA? I know Coach had a few plays earlier. We'll see how those cash in for him. The Angels are threatening again here. Man on third and one out against Reagans. The good news for the Royals is that Anthony Rendon is up, and he stinks. So that's the one thing they got going for him. Trevino's up for the Yankees, so I've got the quad box on now. I still don't understand why Wells was so good while Trevino was out. Now Trevino's come back, and they think he's played three of the last 4 days, and Wells can't get in there. Wells was so good. He's such a better hitter than Trevino. Stinks. And they just keep running him out there. That's Aaron Boone. Shouldn't surprise anybody. Booney! Lots of football in the next hour, as we'll get into several things. The final week of the preseason is coming up this week, the first week of college football. And a crazy story with travel in terms of the team that's supposed to play Hawaii this week, the Delaware State Hornets, who have all kinds of problems getting themselves to the islands. I actually don't think they've gotten there yet. They're having all kinds of problems attempting to get to the island. And as Matthias will tell you, that's not an easy trip. Not an easy trip. Get yourself out to Hawaii.
No, it's definitely not an easy trip.
Not an easy trip. Even harder from the East Coast. Even harder from the East Coast. When you're in Delaware, it's even harder to get yourself to Hawaii. Ozuna just put the Braves ahead 2-1. Can we get Olsen down right after him? Where's Olsen? Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.